Now, I know we like to talk about the best of ska during the course of this program, but are there things that have come out this year that you've been like, wow, that is just abysmal. I can't believe that this band put something out like that. Not to disparage them, of course, because everybody makes a misstep now and then, but is there anything this year that kind of disappointed you in the ska category?
There definitely has been, but off the top of my head, I mean, I don't want to dime anyone out anyway, but there definitely has been. And what happens is, so I have a playlist that I start at the beginning of every year. It's called Bangers of Insert Year Here, basically. So, and I throw everything that I find into this playlist. So either what I am following on Spotify, or I have another buddy who creates like a playlist on Facebook for everyone to just be able to like kind of dig into. He curates it, and then I'll add to it if he misses things. So whatever I miss from him, I grab into it too. But you know what? Sometimes they're just not bangers. So sometimes I just click the old delete button and off it goes. And I'm glad that somebody likes it out there, but it's just not for me. So I couldn't even give you a name because if it doesn't hit with me, I'm just like, meh,
What would you
doesn't.
say the percentage of those is like of what you listen to? Is it like 10% of the things that you get where you're just like, ah, no, this isn't doing it for me?
I give, I like every single genre of that type of music. So I'd probably say it's even less than that.
Oh,
Probably,
really?
I'd say like that doesn't end up on the playlist. It's got to be pretty bad. Like that one song that you sent me that one time. That was really bad. You know the one I'm talking about. I don't remember it. I don't remember the song name.
100% know
I
what
don't
you
remember the
mean.
band, but it was garbage.
It was that
So
ska nu metal band.
yeah, that wouldn't have made the list, you know. So.
I'm only asking that because today I started to compile my the Christmas show that I do, which is bands who are foolish enough to release albums in December, and me playing them because no one will ever hear these records that they release, and there are just so many of them that are just, oh my God, just so bad. Just so bad.
It is. There were two. I just got two new albums that came out, and I mean, they're to me, I think they're great albums. But it is. It's that like, it's this just this time of year where I feel like they go a little washed out. You know, everyone's coming out with, you know, they're listening to Christmas, or they're coming out with just different singles and stuff like that. So like to throw out an album in December, I think it's not like the smartest idea, but I mean, you got to get it out. You know, a lot of these people, these bands have also been waiting for like vinyl presses. So, like, they wanted it out in August and it just took that long for the vinyl to come. So, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But
And there's also, I know a bunch of, because I've asked bands why they've done this before, because it doesn't make any sense to me. And the main reason that they'll give me is, oh, we had to meet some sort of a grant deadline before the end of the year, so we had to put it out. And since you've mentioning a bunch of bands here that are from the UK, as is the main place I've been hearing, maybe that plays into that. I don't know how the UK does for actually funding arts. That they have to do better than the States. I don't know if they're comparable to Canada, which gives a pittance, but I mean, maybe they are like the States. They give nothing to
yeah,
art.
I
I don't
don't
know.
know. I'm not sure. I'll tell you my number one album, they are also from the UK. They've never lost that ska vibe in them for sure. They throw out a lot of good ska music.
Everyone, get your guesses in now for what band that might be, because it'll be coming up here during the course of the show. And send an email to greataexplosives@gmail.com and tell me, and I won't read it until well after the show is over. So, but you'll know that you guessed it right or wrong by the end of the show. So
There you go.
you'll be the real winner here. You're already the real
You'll
winner.
be. Yes,
Yes.
why? Ylbe.
Ah,
Scholar days.
clever.